Hello, and welcome to Cryptid Addicted. This is Questions, where we answer those sexy cryptozoology questions that you just need to know the answers to. These are little, very tiny episodes that have only me, Megan, in them. My co-host Patty, who you know from the main episodes, is not here. He is not invited. His opinions are not wanted for these segments. So, we can slag him off all we want. Now is your chance, and go. While those are coming in, if you have any questions about cryptozoology you want us to answer in future question episodes, or you have thoughts and feelings, preferably cryptozoology related, you can always email us at cryptidaddicted@gmail.com. That's cryptid like cryptozoology, addicted like addicted to this fine podcast. You can also reach us on social media, Cryptid Space Addicted on Facebook or Cryptid _ Addicted on Instagram. Now, on with the show. Today's question, is the ahul a primate or bat? Very good question, past Megan. The ahul. Okay, basically, this is a cryptid that hails from the impenetrable jungles of Java. That is a lot of J's. Java is in Indonesia. It is described as a massive winged beast with grey fur and a monkey-like face. It sometimes attacks humans when they get too close to their territory, but most often than not, they avoid humans at all costs. They are also believed to mainly catch and eat fish to survive, so, you know, they seem pretty docile. It also means that there are not too many sightings to go on. The creature apparently has a combination of primate and bat-like feature, causing this confusion as to what species of animal the ahul belongs to, if it does exist. On one hand, people draw parallels between the ahul and the primate cryptid from Sumatra called Orang Pendek. No doubt you have heard about the Orang Pendek if you're a fan of the podcast, because it's my favesies cryptid. If you're not aware of what this creature is, then we covered it in episode 2 of the podcast. Go back, deal with the cringe, enjoy. They say that the most primate part of the ahul is its face. Apparently it has a mouth full of chimp-like teeth, a distinct muzzle, and a hoodless nose like a gorilla's. The creature is also covered in fur. And below that fur, you can see the body and muscles are quite toned. They have some, you know, good meat to them. And they almost have a humanoid shape. The feet hang off muscular legs and are almost eagle-like with their talons, perfectly equipped for snagging fish straight out of the water. On the other hand, though, there are many attributes that class the ahul as a bat. The main one being their massive wings. To date, no primate has ever been known to have wings. The closest we come is, well, that we know about, are something called colugos. Colugos. These are primate-ish mammals that have gliding skin flaps. Gliding skin flaps. Enjoy that. These are found in Southeast Asia and they are the closest relative to primates. They are sometimes referred to flying lemurs, but they are not actually a lemur. So that's just fake news. Wings are also an undisputed characteristic of the ahul, with them being known to not glide, but have full flight capabilities. Sightings often refer to them as being super duper adept flyers, probably not in those exact words, swooping down from the sky to skim humans and other predators that may have strayed too close. The description of these wings is super telling when we're trying to classify the ahul. They are described as having a red hue, made up of a thin sheet of skin. The red colouring is actually most likely from blood vessels that you can see through the skin when it is flying above. This is similar to when you hold a torch in your hand and you can see through the middle bits of your fingers that it has a pink hue. That's not coming from the torch, that's coming from your beautiful blood. The fur of these creatures is also thin on the wings, to the point where the wings are basically bald. Now, this all sounds kind of gross, but it also sounds very familiar. It sounds like bat wings. Even if we take a second look at some of those quote-unquote monkey characteristics, they actually could possibly align with what we know about bats too. Think about a massive bat face. Think about it. There it is. Huge. Now it's swooping down at you at high speeds, most likely probably at dusk when bats are most active, and you're kind of scared because the thing is coming for you. It could very much look ape-like. So, could the Ahul just be a massive bat? Well, its wingspan is meant to be 18 to 28 feet long, or 6 to 9 meters. That is 3 to 4.5 times the size of the largest known bat species. Wowza! However, if you recall the Fangler Bolo episode, which I believe was number 11, you may be thinking that this Ahul creature sounds very similar. I don't really have a point by saying that, except for that giant bat creatures seem to be quite common, at least in mythology, folklore, legend, cryptozoology. So maybe a giant bat may not be fantasy as we might think. In my opinion, the Ahul is much more likely to be a bat species than a primate species. However, until the sneaky sausage is caught, we just won't know for sure. That's it for today's short episode. Is the Ahul a primate or a bat? My money is on bat. Do you agree with that, or do you think the Ahul is something different altogether? Maybe a bird or a giant butterfly? If you think that, you're an idiot. I'm sorry. Have you seen a bat that's the size of a small plane before, or just want to say g'day? You can email us at cryptidaddicted@gmail.com or get in touch through social media. You can also check out our website, which we can be contactable through that. The website is pretty. It's cryptidaddicted.com. All the episodes are up there. Lots of the photos. Good stuff. If you have a burning cryptozoology question you want me to answer, I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, my friends, a good a bye. Yeah.